Planet Rock.
The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
No, where's Si? He's not here. It's me. I'm solo. He's on his holidays. He's gone to an ashram. Anyway, you're listening to the Hairy Rock Show on Planet Rock. Simon isn't here today, so I've got my own way on everything. Everything.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Well, now it's time for the Hairy Springtime. That sounds quite strange, doesn't it, really? A Hairy Springtime. What is a Hairy Springtime? Is it a wig on a trampoline? That would be a Hairy Springtime. Imagine on a trampoline if you had a wig. You'd be bouncing up and down. Your hair would be one way, your head would be the other. Anyway, I'm nearly there. But for my Hairy Springtime, I've chosen a classic, and it's our minestrone soup. My beloved friend, he's a fan of the Italian, you know. I mean, Gina Lollobrigida, Sophia Loren, he loves them all. A bit of, like, you know, he likes his Italian films as well. You know, his fettuccine and his bocconcelli, he loves it. But our minestrone soup, it's brilliant. It's got lots in it. It's got olive oil, bacon, onions, carrots, celery. It's what we would call a good old-fashioned fridge clear-out. One top tip when you're making your own is when you use Parmesan cheese, you know the heel of the cheese that looks like your heel that's left over at the end in the fridge? Chuck that Parmesan rind into the minestrone soup. It makes it really rich. It'll kind of disappear a little bit. You'll still be left with like a blob of cardboard. Throw that away. If you're making tomato sauces as well, put your Parmesan rinds in. They're brilliant. And what I sometimes do is, when I've got one, I can put it in the freezer and keep it till I need it. But the Parmesan rind, it's a secret. But you've got oregano, rosemary, and you've got cannellini beans. So it's got everything you need. Bacon, cabbage, basil to dress it with. It's one of those soups that, to me, it's an in-betweeny soup. It's quite light, but it's got some body to it. It's like a winter soup. It's satisfying. And you've got those lovely spring veggies, courgettes. So go with it, minestrone. The recipe is free. Free on the Planet Rock website. And I do hope you cook it. It's very lovely. Thank you.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
That was Monster Truck with She's a Witch. Now, that's a cracking tune to walk down the aisle to, isn't it, really? I know, I've listened to Si, and he's had this thread going, songs to walk down the aisle to. I mean, I walked down the aisle to Rocky Like a Hurricane, which was quite appropriate, really. And, anyway, we had some emails about this, some belters. Kingy, you've managed to persuade people to come out in their drawers with their emails, and it's lovely. I'm getting the benefit. Thank you. Anyway, there's an email from Denny Cornell Howarth.
Oh, I say, Denny Cornell Howarth, a double-barreled.
Subject, wedding songs. I walk down the aisle to Darth Vader's March. You know that one? Something like that. And our exit song was Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. Mind you, it was a steampunk wedding and did have a black coat with a hood, so it kind of worked. We got one here from Simon Town. And it's wedding songs. Dear Hairy Biker, my wife couldn't decide what to walk up the aisle to. So after much deliberation, we decided on Eve of the War from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. I must admit, there were some very puzzled expressions within the congregation. Keep up the fantastic programme. All the best, Simon. And lastly, there's one from Ruth Cranston. And the message is, got to be maiden, bring your daughter to the slaughter.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Do you ever get like that when you've got a sort of a hangover, you get snow blind? You get kind of like you don't see light. And Si and I did that once. We were pike fishing on Ullswater. We woke up, we'd been up all night. We just, you know, we got the boat. And you know, you've got your dark glasses on, you can't take them off. And we went to this sandwich shop in Keswick. We bought like sausage rolls and sarnies and our sunglasses on. No, it was like grey, but it looked really stupid. We're in the boat and we still couldn't take our sunglasses off. So we had our sandwiches and everything and we settled down to fish for pike. Anyway, we kind of just got bored and fell asleep. And we lay down in the bottom of this boat, sort of, you know, head to toe, as it were. And next thing I knew was this thump. We'd been asleep for 2 hours. We'd blown the entire length of Ullswater. The bit of wind got up. I can tell you, by the time we'd rowed to the top end of Ullswater, there was no snow blindness left at all. We lived to fight another day. Now, it's the Sunday Roast Amnesty. And Sunday Roast is a beautiful time, beautiful time. And this is from Simon Kay. The message is, "Away, lads, love the show and the crack fab. Now, can you solve my problem with Sunday Roast? I've just started doing them now the kids are old enough to be able to chew properly." Well, that's a good thing, Simon. Get them onto solids as soon as possible. You make the nappies better. "But I can't get the meat right." Then maybe you're not buying the right meat, Simon. "I was always told 20 minutes per pound, put 20 minutes will do it right." Yeah, but what? "But it always comes out with the texture of the front seat from a 1976 Morris Minor." Yes. "Any advice would be helpful and stop my kids' milk teeth from being pulled out on a weekly basis. Cheers, lads, Simon." There's various tips to do with meat when you're cooking it. One, buy the best meat that you can afford. You know, and always bring your meat to room temperature before you cook it. Also, you need to let it rest afterwards. That thing's been working hard in the oven, cooking itself. The fibres have got tense. So you need to let it relax. Cover it with foil, put a tea towel on the top, leave it for 20 minutes or so, just there, just getting chilled out, just when it relaxes so it's nice and tender, you stick your fork in and eat it. But you know, it's different cooking times for different meats. So, just buy a new book, Simon, and you'll be all right. Either that, or turn vegetarian. Our new book is out this month, The Hairy Bikers Veggie Dieters. Satisfaction guaranteed, and you will not turn a carrot into rubber.
The Hairy Rock Show with The Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
You're listening to The Hairy Rock Show on Planet Rock. Anyway, I've got an email from Karen Jackson. The subject is Rockstock. Message, "Sorry guys, I keep hearing about all these bands coming to play, but didn't quite catch the name. Is it Rockstock?" Yes. No, it's not, the band's not called Rockstock. It is a festival of joy. If so, what are the dates, venue and where can I get tickets from? Thanks in advance. Now, Karen, we're not spinning you a line, but you can get the tickets from Planet Rock. The details are on the website, but there are very few tickets left. If you're lucky enough, it's brilliant. Rockstock is a festival of joy. It's at Treco Bay, just outside Cardiff, and it's the first weekend in December. It's three nights of complete hedonistic madness. Si and I always go down there. We get our own caravans each, bring our families and chums, and all the Planet lot, we all go down there. And the bands that we play a lot of, they're playing too. And it's just brilliant. It's like the biggest, best club gig you've been to. But I think you might have missed the boat on the ticket. There might be a few left, so give it a go. But anyway, Karen, see you there. Come to Treco Bay, I'll buy you a beer. All right, so there'll be 500 people called Karen now. That's me stuffed, isn't it?
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.